You're listening to SBS News.
Natasari Bergman is one of a team of lawyers working on Hakeem Alarabi's case. She warns that the footballer's fight for freedom will likely drag out.
If the courts say he's allowed to be extradited, we will for sure appeal, and it will take a year.
That's because Bahrain has until February 8 to lodge a formal extradition application. And if it doesn't, there could be a further 30-day extension. Ms. Bergman says even then, if an application is submitted, the documents will have to be translated into Thai before a hearing, which can take 2 to 3 months.
It's frustrating. You know, one law said one thing, but in practice, in real life, it's in the other thing.
Hakeem has been detained under an Interpol red notice, which was issued at the request of Bahrain. Concerns have been raised in this case because of Hakeem's status as a refugee. Interpol's official policy has, for more than 3 years, dictated that no red notice would be allowed against refugees from the countries they fled. Phil Robinson from Human Rights Watch Asia says there is an increasing number of cases where this policy is being exploited.
You know, we're seeing more and more authoritarian states using this to try to pursue and make dissidents' life overseas more difficult, you know, using bogus charges like the case against Hakeem in Bahrain to try to pursue them across the world.
Former Socceroo and SBS chief football analyst Craig Foster is spending the rest of the week in the Thai capital, where he will lobby groups like the UNHCR as well as various governments for Hakeem's release. But he's calling on world football body FIFA to take the lead.
Infantino and FIFA, though, are obligated to advocate directly to the Thai government. They should be in Bangkok now.
Foreign Minister Maurice Payne insists Australia is working hard for Hakeem's release.
We are very deeply concerned by the ongoing detention of Mr. Alarabi in Thailand. We are making extensive efforts to seek his safe return.
Hakeem's lawyer, Natasari Bergman, is appealing to the Thai authorities, who now claim they want to conform to a more global view on refugee protection.
We want the government to set the standard and to protect human rights. So take this opportunity to show us that you're going to keep your word.
If they don't, there will be a very long road ahead. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.